Nolte, Lady Gaga's dad. Angry migrants are ruining his fancy NYC neighborhood. By John Nolte on August 10, 2023. Joe Germanotta, who also happens to be Lady Gaga's 66-year-old dad, is angry over a migrant surge that's ruining his precious Upper West Side neighborhood. And here we have more proof that Governor Greg Abbott's RTX brilliant decision to ship these illegals in the thousands to blue cities like New York is pure genius. Believing its distance from the border would protect it forever from the consequences, New York City smugly declared itself a sanctuary city. Abbott, who is dealing with his fraudulent see Joe Biden opening the border, said, "Okay, if you want them, you got them." And because it's a hell of a lot cheaper to hand these illegals a bus pass or plane ticket than to house them, it's off to these smug sanctuary cities they go. And now the smugs who smugly declared border states racist for demanding a secure border are getting a glorious taste of their own smug medicine. About 6 weeks ago, the city quietly and quickly transformed the Stratford Arms Hotel, a residence hall for the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, AMDA, down the block from Germanotta's home, into a shelter for hundreds of migrants. It was a stealth operation. They were bussed in the middle of the night, like when they flew them into Westchester. They didn't want anybody to know what was going on. Germanotta told the Post at his West 68th Street restaurant Joanne Trattoria. It was all pretty rapid. Since the arrival of the migrants, the restaurateur said the quality of life in the area has taken a hit, with impromptu block parties outside the hotel that last into the early morning. Prostitution, kids getting catcalled, and reckless e-bikes and motor scooter drivers wreaking havoc on one-way streets. There's now 500 migrants living in that dormitory, Germanotta complains. That's when all the mayhem began. He added, hookers are coming and going. In the mornings, you see prostitutes coming out of the building. The worst part's at night. The noise, he whined. It starts at about 10 o'clock, and it'll go until 4 in the morning. Playing music and racing their motocross and motorbikes up and down the streets. He says, girls as young as 14 are getting catcalled. And residents are verbally abused as they pass and are afraid to walk their dogs where the illegals hang out. Previously clean streets are filled with trash, including hypodermic needles. They're guests in our neighborhood, and they have basically taken over. But, he adds, I don't mind having them there. I don't mind having them there. Ha 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 ha. Suck on it, pal. This is what happens when you import the third world. Not to improve your country with the brightest and most ambitious, but simply to offer the wealthy cheaper household help, deliver slaves to big corporations, and replace the Americans you don't like. What other reason could there be for this? So far, according to the New York Post, over 90,000 illegals have landed in New York. Abbott needs to keep them coming. My guess is that an illegal who wants to go to the big city is very different from an illegal who prefers Texas. So Abbott is ridding himself of the worst of the bunch. The ones eager to party instead of those who want to settle down into a quiet life. Joe Biden is destroying New York City. Mayor Eric Adams is destroying New York City. Above all, the people of New York who vote Democrat in overwhelming numbers are destroying their own city. You get what you vote for, and watching New Yorkers get it is beyond satisfying. New Yorkers have every right to show us MAGAtards a thing or two by ruining their own city. And we MAGAtards have every right to sit back and laugh at the fallout from their self-destructive pride. I leave you with my favorite quote. Germanotta says the chaos has depreciated local property values and said it's torn at the fabric of a neighborhood that was caught off guard. Bwah ha 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 ha. Keep voting Democrat, dummies. Related, Dem NYC Councilman Biden's How to Destroy U.S. Cities Playbook Border Policy is to Import Future Voters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.